Welcome to episode 3 of the third season of Hypertalks. I'm your host, Ebba Zimmerman, and with me today I have my co-host, Jonathan Kevin.
Hello.
And our guest, Tobias Alin.
Hey!
You're an experienced design director for Minecraft.
That is true.
Today's topic is radical honesty when it comes to business culture. Before we're going to start talk about the topic, I propose we do a check-in.
Yes, and I will propose a check-in that we check in with an emoji, or emojicon as they're called. And okay. Ebba, do you want to start?
I can start. I check in with the emoji that has its hands together, like thankfulness.
Yeah.
Because I'm very glad that we have you as our guest today, and that I have my amazing co-host, and also a big shout out to Beppo Studios, where we recorded these podcasts. We're very thankful to collaborate with
them. Would not be possible without you guys. Thank you. And Tobias?
Yes. I am definitely the heart eyes emoji. Oh.
I am the one with the tongue out and one eye blinking. It's my favorite emoji. And I'm a little wild and crazy, so I'm going to go with that one.
We just learned a new method of storytelling at Hyper Island. And it's called the past, present, future technique.
Who taught you that?
It was actually you. Therefore, we would like to get to know you through some similar questions. What have you done in the past?
I spent a lot of time on Spotify, and that's really where I grew up, I think. So my background is a lot within UI design. I sort of tumbled into Spotify and accidentally was made responsible for the UI design of all the apps.
How do one tumble into Spotify?
Rasmus Andersson was the designer at Spotify who had made like all the branding. He didn't make the logo, but he made the app. He made the website. He made pretty much everything. He hired me together with Andrea Rosengren. And then he was supposed to be responsible for the redesign. I started and he quit the same week. And then it felt like I tumbled into this mess where also someone had just like the week before stolen his computer. So he had no like PSDs that was used at that time, right? No sketch. And I just had a bunch of assets and the final product that was in production. And then I had to like redo everything from scratch and just recreate everything and try to understand the company with no mentor or anything. So that's how I tumbled into Spotify. And then I was there. We grew the design team and I was there for a few years. And then I decided to learn Objective-C, started my own company, launched an app, went to GitHub. Then a bit at a research company called Lookback 2. And now I'm at Minecraft doing experience design.
And that's the present.
Yes.
So what are you doing at Minecraft now?
So Minecraft is a special company. They really became successful without using any of the modern tools to build the UI. If we say modern tools, it's like you actually measure how things go. And then you, based on that, react and you iterate on your product. They went pretty much with gut feeling, community feedback, and became one of the biggest games of all time. But now we at least don't want to regress. We don't want to introduce future features where we create a worse product. So we're trying to introduce more modern tools. So I'm driving a team where we try to redesign basically the UI in Minecraft. And it looks a bit like Windows 95 right now. I'm not sure if you've seen it.